Hey guys, and welcome back to season two of CNC's
Top Three.
It's been a while. We took a long break due to COVID and, man, all kinds of stuff. But
you were just too lazy to do it.
And I'm a little bit on the lazy side. But hey, we're back, right?
I guess.
Yeah, we're back. So this is season two, episode one. And Caroline, tell them what our category is for our top three list today.
Top three actors and actresses.
That's right. Caroline and I are a fan of big movies. And so the format of this podcast, as always, is one of us will mention our two honorable mentions. The other will do the same. And then we'll break down each of our top three. Thus, the reason we call this the top three, right? CNC's.
Mm-hmm. Top three.
There you go. Caroline, have you missed not being in the podcast universe?
Sure.
As you can tell, she's very animated about it. So so we'll start with my two honorable mentions. And for those of you who love movies, you may really question my sanity as to why these two actors are in the honorable mentions. But if you wait to my top three, you'll find out. My two honorable mentions are Tom Hanks and Hugh Jackman. Tom Hanks and Hugh Jackman. Tom Hanks because, let's just be honest, he can do comedy, he can do drama, he can do action. He can do it all, and where he solidified his status in my mind of greatest actors of all time is Castaway, because it's just him pretty much for 2 hours, thus proving the dude could read a phone book and win an Oscar. He's just incredible. Then Hugh Jackman, of course, is here's a guy who's won Tony Awards for Broadway productions by singing, and of course, The Greatest Showman is a phenomenal musical, and I don't even like musicals. And then, of course, he's also Wolverine, the greatest, grittiest superhero we've seen. So those are my two honorable mentions, the great Tom Hanks and the great Hugh Jackman. Caroline, tell us about your two honorable mentions.
Mine are Taylor Russell and Tom Holland.
Tell people who Taylor Russell is, because I don't know who she is. What is she known
for? She plays Zoe in Escape Room and forgot her name, but somebody in Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, the new Netflix series. Well, it's a couple years old now.
But I guess, I don't know, she just can play any emotion in any circumstance. Like, Escape Room and Lost in Space are very different, but she still plays it good. Tom Holland, I mean, the only reason I think he's talented is because he just switches different accents in a second, but yeah.
What do you like him in the best?
I mean, I haven't really seen him in anything but Spider-Man, so.
Would the fact that he's a good-looking dude have any bearing whatsoever on your choice?
Probably.
You know, if people look at my high school pictures and they see Tom Holland, it kind of looks like we're twins. Wouldn't you say?
You look like you got plastic lip surgery.
And there we go, folks. We're back stronger than ever. COVID has been really kind to our family dynamic, as you can see. So let's go ahead and let's go with our number threes on each list. I'll go three, you go three, two, two, one, one. As always. All right, number three on my list is the enigmatic Daniel Day-Lewis. Because let's just be honest, the man doesn't do that many films, but when he does, he gets an Oscar for them. I first liked the guy in Last of the Mohicans, but then he plays, I think it's Bill the Butcher is his name, in Gangs of New York. Plays all kinds of phenomenal characters. My personal favorite, one of my top movies of all time, There Will Be Blood, where he plays the greedy old man. Gosh, I can't remember his name now. It's Daniel something. But anyway, in that movie, he takes the cake. He is phenomenal. And of course, he plays an Abraham Lincoln to the point where you think you're sitting here hanging out with our president. So Daniel Day-Lewis would be not my number three. One of the best actors of our times, go down in the legend in the books as a legend. So, Caroline, how about your number three?
My number three is Emily Blunt. I don't really have much details him, but I like her in Quiet Place. I can't remember the names of the other movies, but she's just good in everything she plays. Yeah.
I mean, you have to be a pretty good actress for her to like hardly utter a word in those two Quiet Place movies.
Yeah.
And convey so much emotion. And added points, she is she's also married to one of the greatest actors of all time, Jim from The Office, known as John Krasinski in real life. All right.
She's also like really old, isn't she?
She's my age.
What?
She's my age.
Oh. Well, she moves pretty good because I'm not used to people that age moving that good, but yeah.
I just turned 44. What do you say about my movement?
Well, we have to put the treadmill by the TV to get you to do it, so.
Correction. That's an elliptical, sweetheart.
Same thing.
All right. Well, enough about my fitness habits. Number two on my list is the great Denzel Washington. I think Denzel can convey emotion better than anybody else. Of course, remember the Titans, all these great heroes he's played. I remember personally being upset when he won an Oscar for Training Day. I had not seen Training Day when he received the Best Actor Award for playing a corrupt narcotics officer. And I thought, why give him the Oscar for that? I mean, he's such a great good guy and everything else. Then I watched Training Day, and Denzel Washington, this incredibly positive actor, literally scared me. He was so evil and conniving in this movie. So the guy can portray so many different people. And of course, The Equalizer 1 and 2 solidifies his name on this list. Denzel Washington comes in at number 2 for best actors for me. Caroline, who you got at number 2?
Mine's Hugh Jackman. It was very close to number 1, but I mean, he's like really, really old. And he does like...
He's 50.
I know that.
That's 6 years away from me.
I know. But he can do action even when he's 50 years old. But he can also do romance, and he can also do happy stuff and, I don't know, other stuff.
Musicals.
Yeah, that. He can sing and fight and act at the same time.
Of course, his best movie is... What would you say his best movie is?
I don't really know.
Greatest Showman?
Not yet.
Wrong. It's Logan. The movie Logan's his best movie by far. All right, here we go. Drum roll, please. Drum roll.
No.
All right, number one actor in my book is the great, the only, the John Wayne of our generation, Mr. Harrison Ford. He took the screen as Indiana Jones at 65 years old in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, arguably the best of the series. No hate mail, please. And did his own stunts. And now he is on set right now. Of course, he's healing from a mild injury, but he'll be back doing his own stunts once again at almost age 80 for the new Indiana Jones movie that's being filmed now. And I know what the argument is. Harrison Ford, he pretty much plays, he's typecast. He plays the same everyday, everyman type of hero, but he does it so well. It's so good. So he's also a versatile actor, if you've ever seen Regarding Henry. But Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, he's Han Solo. He is amazing. Wouldn't you say Harrison Ford's the best actor over 70? Wouldn't you say that?
I mean, I don't... What other actors are over 70?
A lot of them.
Like what?
Sylvester Stallone. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't know who those are, but sure.
Okay, but wouldn't you say Indiana Jones is one of the greatest franchises of all time?
No.
Wouldn't you say Star Wars is?
Maybe.
Tell me the best moment in Star Wars history.
When he dies.
After that. Let's think Kylo.
That's the only other scene
he Yeah, had. Think Kylo and his dad, Rise of Skywalker.
I mean, that's the only other scene he
Tell
had.
Me that doesn't bring... Did that bring tears to your eyes?
I laughed.
No, you didn't. You cried.
When did I cry?
Oh, I looked at you and you were crying.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, I cried. I'll admit it. A dad's love can overpower the heart of a Sith Lord. So Harrison Ford is number one on my list. Caroline, bring it home. Number one actor on your list.
Zendaya. I don't know her last name. I think that's her only name. But she's not in a bunch of films. But when she is, she can literally play any emotion ever and make it seem completely real. Like Greatest Showman. Can't think of the other one that she's recently been in. There's a lot more that she's in that she's really good at.
So Zendaya.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. We are back. That is our season 2, episode 1. And we're back. And so, hey, hit us up on Facebook. Send us some text, however you can get a hold of us. Let us know what you would like us to cover in the top 3. And let us know also in the Facebook comments if you think we're just dead wrong, and give us your top 3 actors and actresses of all time. All right? So until next week, you've heard it here. This is CNC's
Top 3.